The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we read yesterday the halacha. V'chayev l'chalek l'anim b'yom ha'purim, ein pachos mishnei anim, nosen l'chol echad matana achas, o ma'os o mine tavshe o mine ochlim. Okay, so let's look at, let's do the makbili. There's not a ton of makbili here, so we might get past. I see him saying that. He got in my head. Do you remember when we used to call, we didn't know his name, we used to call him the side guy?
Who?
Makbili. Yeah, and for the whole first year, I think. Okay.
Well, I'm doing a lot, the side guy.
Yeah.
I'm the side guy.
What was that?
I'm the note guy.
Or the note guy. Maybe we call him that. I can't remember anymore. V'chayev l'chalek l'anim b'yom ha'purim. So in Megillah it says, Tana Rav Yosef, u'matanas l'avyonim, shtei matanas l'shnei b'nei Adam. So that's a straight drasha. Rei le'el halacha yud dalad. Oh, halacha yud dalad, not parak yud dalad. Dibur maskel b'nei kfarim shemitzvah davka b'purim. Right? So we did read that, I think, that you are yotze. Let's see. Mitzvahs yom mutar vasis malam from kolosim from shikad move karav. Oh yeah, yeah. If you did distribute the maos, oh, he's talking about his own thing. But just while we're up here, if you distributed the money on a day that is the day of your kriya, your yotze, but really the chadchil you should do it on the 14th. Okay. O maos o mine tavshil o mine ovlin Megillah Zayin Aleph. Another gear. So Rabbi Nachmanel, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Okay, with this we read before. Okay, I thought we said that was sarcastic, right? Shalach kiamta matanos levyonim. Yeah, I mean, I guess because he's saying that you see that you can be yotze matanos levyonim through food, right? Which you might think, I guess, that is dafka, you know. Did we talk about the thing with the other mishloach manos? Did I tell you about this?
I
feel like we went over this, the Mishloach Manos of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, you mentioned that.
Okay, I mentioned that to you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a fun thing. Okay, so this is in Nehemiah, then when they have like the whole revival and Ezra reads from the Torah, and they, what was it? They find out that it is Rosh Hashanah on that day. Okay. And they're all sad because they were so removed from Torah that they didn't like realize it was Rosh Hashanah. So he says, so then Ezra gives them a pep talk. So Vayomer Nehemiah hu hatir shasa, Ezra Kohen hasofer v'halavim hamavim es am, the whole am. So here's what they say. Hayom kadosh hu let Hashem elokeichem. Today is holy to Hashem your God. Al tis abalud, don't mourn. Al tivkun, don't cry. Ki bochim kol ha'am kishamam es divrei ha'Torah. Because all the people were crying when they heard the Torah. Vayomer lahem, and he says, luchu, go. Ichlu mashmanim, eat delectable foods, which assume I'm talking, drink sweet drinks, v'shilchu manos la'in nachon lo, and send portions to the one who doesn't have, ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu, because today is holy to our God, our Lord, v'al te'atzfu, and don't be sad, ki chedvas ha'adoshem hi ma'uzchem, because the joy of God should be your strength. I don't know what that means, but I this is the first year I noticed that this answers a question that people ask on the Megillah, because when they're setting up the holiday, then it says, the first time around, it says, Alkena Yehudim Haprazim Hayoshim Bari Haprazos Osim Es Yom Arbasar Lechodesh Adar Simcha Umishtev Yom Tov Umishloach Manos Ishlariehu. Right? I'm mixing up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, okay, hold on a second. Am I mixing it up? So it doesn't mention Matanos Levyonim here. It mentions Simcha, Mishte, Yom Tov, and Mishloach Manos. But then the next time it mentions it, a couple of psukim later, when it's talking about what they do for the Dori Doros, it says, Lasos osom yimei Mishte v'simcha u'mishloach manos ish l're'ehu u'matanos la'evyonim. You know, so I saw someone, I think I saw in the Rav, he answers this, but maybe also the Torah Tamima, that because on Yom Tov, you have part of your chiv of simcha is to provide for the poor. And the first time in Megillah, when it says that they were going to make it into Yom Tov, they want to actually make it into a full-fledged Yom Tov. It doesn't need to mention giving portions to the poor. But then once they nixed the Yom Tov aspect, then they needed to establish like separate Matanos Levyonim.
So that's what that is, the Dorigoros?
That's this last one's the one that we actually hold by. Yeah.
I just wondered, what else is it? It's like, I know I'm I'm not sure if it was yet also to do business per se, but it could have been a thing which he didn't like anyway.
On Yom Tov, you mean?
Yeah, so like, I'm not sure whether it was quite yet usher to handle money, but even if it was, it might have been a thing he didn't like, so therefore, they wouldn't have wanted to declare that if they were trying to do a Yom Tov.
What does that have to do with?
As on the tonsil of Yom, they might have also been something they wouldn't want to have done on Yom.
Oh, you're saying that's a business?
He's saying it's the ikur of the tonsil of Yom is getting money.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I also don't know when that was instituted. Yeah.
Like, of course, it's also not even sure if it was even Austria yet to give my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a good question. But yeah, the reason why I was bringing in the Nehemiah thing specifically, though, is because it is interesting that the Lashon, even here it's clearly referring, that's clearly to the poor, but the Lashon is Mishloch Manos, you know? So it is interesting that in the way that we have it, our Mishloach Manos is not the tzedakah one. It's, you know, it's a separate one, but I don't know. It's just weird. To my knowledge, this is the only like phrase of Mishloach Manos here and in like Esther. So I wonder if there's some relationship that we don't know. Yeah.
Just like in order of Tanakh. Like,
yeah.
Like, which one happened first?
Very unclear to me because Nehemiah takes place over Ezra and Nehemiah, which is one safer, takes place over long periods of time. And I never get the chronology straight. I have a book at home that says, what was it? There's parts of it that are before and parts that are after. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's all after. Yeah. I don't know the chronology.
I think there's like some point during the safer, I'm not sure, I forget where. It's like it mentions like Ahasuerus sends some bad.
But there's also two Ahasuerus, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure which Ahasuerus is the one in.
Okay.
Yeah. So confusing because there's two Ahasuerus, two Dariavishes, you know, and like two. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, back to our regularly. Yeah. Okay, so then we had the next phrase in the halacha, which was about the medaktikin. So that's another thing that like I'd like to understand because I'd like to understand in light of what we did this year, because we did talk about like checking out the person to see if they're actually poor. And presumably, I don't think the Rambam said this explicitly, but it's like we want to prevent him from stealing from Aniyim, right? Like if he's taking stuff. So here,
from the giver,
right? True. Right. So what's the source of that? So that's in a Tosefta. We saw that earlier. That's the source that that you eat meat. Yeah.
So part of that form, you have to do it that day. So therefore, if you delay to look
at that's interesting. That's an interesting thing. Okay, I hear that as a pragmatic explanation. That was part of the previous deeper in Moscow. So you can give money or you can give food. All right. People also ask though, by the way, it's interesting. You know, I've heard people ask, like, can you give like clothing? You know, apparently not, right? I mean, apparently you either give money or you give food. And I guess because those are the only two sources we have, right? Whereas let's say with tzedakah, there's no surah. It's like, it's based on their needs. Here, there is an actual surah, which is an interesting thing. So he doesn't explain it. Rama's just quoting verbatim Yerushalmi. Yeah, it must be in mitzvahs, right?
Mitzvahs meaning the
meaning just the mitzvahs of Yom, right? Because this kol poshet yado doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. Yeah.
It's also the mitzvah is to give the gifts, or so other cases is to give tzedakah. So it's in. Here, the important thing is that you gave in, like stock is important things.
Right. So yeah. So I was thinking similarly that the main, where did I get this from? The main thing. Oh yeah, from the Rambam. Okay. Thank you for weighing in on that weighty question. Yeah, I think we can answer that based on the next Rambam, which we did not read yesterday. But let's get through this first. Eim shani maus purim letzdak acheres. What does that mean? So it's in Bava Metzia. Kuf Beis Amun Beis Migbas Purim Lepurim Ve'im Medaktikin B'Davar. the collection of Purim is for Purim, and we are not medaktik on it. Ve'in ha'ani rashai likach mehen ritzua lasandalo, el imkin hisna b'ma'amat anshe ha'ir. Divri Rabbi Yaakov, sh'amar mishum Rabbi Meir, v'mishum b'gomil mekel. I don't know what that means. He can't, an ani can't take a shoelace unless he stipulates on it in front of the council of the city.
I think so.
Yeah?
Meaning the ani, right, meaning the ani needs to get checked out by the anshe ha'ir.
What does that have to do with being Mishanin Malos Purim Litzdak Acheres?
Oh, you're right. That sounds like a Medaktik thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I, my understanding was like, yeah, I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And Yerushalmi, or we read that already. Also, oh no, Magbis Purim Purim Amar Rabbi Elazar Ubivachla Yishanim Mimena Lahani Ritsua Laminalo. Yeah. See, what is this Ritsua business? As long as the ani doesn't exchange his shoelace, I guess this means like
weird Gemara about shoelaces, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, I mean, are you thinking?
I was thinking, is there something about like not how to tie your shoes?
The Jewish shoelaces?
Yeah, I think so.
Like the Jews have distinctive shoelaces?
I think so.
And like how you have to give your life?
Yeah, I think that's the Gemara that I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's not talking about that. Right?
I don't think it's talking about that, yeah. I think it means we don't exchange the malos of Purim for another tzedakah. I want to find.
Oh, he's saying you can't even take like a shoelace instead of.
That's why I think also that. But so with the stipulation thing, it must mean that you have to, like if the guy wants a shoelace, maybe you have to like, you know, make sure that the money that he would get. I don't know. I'm going to actually cheat and check the footnotes in chabad.org, see if they bring down Achronim. Or a Nosei Kelim. And I'm cheating because I don't want to look at Nosei Kelim. let's see. Why is it better? Well, first of all, they do bring down more things. It's all in one place, you know. You don't have to like scroll through all the things. Yeah. But you never know whether you're gonna get a Chabad translation that brings down the footnotes or one that doesn't. You would think that for Megillah they would, because it's something that like nope, they don't. Yeah, you want to see if they have that? Thanks. I'm gonna look for my let's see, hold on. YBT, not you, YBT, YBT. Ugh, I hate Bing.
I'm looking for,
is it not
an
order?
Let's try this again. Where is it? Everything's so slow. I'm just going to click it open and see what happens. My goodness, it's so slow. This looks like it. All right, let's see if actual Machpili, not my mistake, Machpili says, "In Mishanin Maus Purim Maus Shenigbu Lubmatanas of Yomim Letzacheres Elanosim Osam Beoso Yom Lesudas Aniyim." What's the translation?
You know, I think you don't take the money that you set aside from the
Right. Even a shoelace. Yeah, I think so. That's the impression I'm getting also. Yeah, it says money should be money given to be distributed on Purim should not be used for other charitable purposes, right? Meaning the Beis Din can't take it and then say, oh, well, we got so much, we're gonna distribute for Aniyim and then like use the rest of it for tzedakah. Right. Okay, so what I was thinking, going back to the question of why we're not medaktik. So this last halakha. Mutav la Adam la Harbos b'matanos avyonim mil harbos b'sudas uvishiluach l'reav. Better for a person to increase in his matanos avyonim than to increase in his suuda and in sending to friends. Shein sham simcha gedolat mufo'ara ela l'smech lev anim v'yisomim b'almanos v'gerim. There's no greater simcha or more glorious simcha than to bring joy to the hearts of anim and orphans and widows and converts. Shem ha'smech lev ha'amelalim ha'elu, people who bring joy to the hearts of these downtrodden people, midame b'shchina. Is similar to the Shechina, Shnemar, as it says in Yeshayahu 57:15, L'hachios ruach shvalim, l'hachios lev nidkayim, to give life to the spirit of the low and to enliven the heart of the crushed. Yeah.
Is he bringing out like a, is that like a general yusod?
Yeah, that's a general yusod. Yeah.
Is it like a Purim? like, so this is like a,
I think this is general. So he brings this down also in a different part of the Mishnah Torah, which is in the hold on, Lahachayos Lev Ruach, sorry, Ruach Shfalim. Let's see where it is. Yes, Chaim. I think so. That maybe that's where he brought it down. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah, that is ringing a bell. Let's see. All right, so there's the first one. Yeah, Matan Sanim. Usher Ligor Bani. It's usher to yell at an ani. Olah Bia Kol, Allah Bazaka, Mknishi Libu Nishbrav Nidke, Baharihu Omer, Lev Nishbrav Nidke, Elokim Losivze, the Omer, Lahachios Ruch Shvan, Lahachios Lev Nidkaim. Yeah, yeah. So it's a universal principle in the Dark Hashem about how we relate to these people. So what I want to say for the Imadakhtakin is so there you're trying to, for Sadaka, you're trying to satisfy the needs of a Niyim. And if this money, no, this is not going to work out. I'll try saying it anyway. I'll take one step. Is that the nature of the giving of ma'os here is different than for tzedakah? Because tzedakah, it's fulfilling their needs.
Okay.
Here, it's bringing simcha to them, okay, right? And it's really enlivening their spirit. You know, so still, if there's a fraudster, obviously, then that's not going to fit in. But what I'm wondering is if we can use that to explain like the indiscriminate giving. You know,
if anything, you would think.
Right. I guess, but I mean, he's not necessarily in this class of people, though, right? It's not the Sameach Lev Roshayim, right? I missed the step. How or why? In which case?
In the case of Rebbe and Rebbe Yoshia.
Oh, right. That's true. That is true.
Meaning that makes it sound like it's from the perspective of the giver.
Right.
The giver thinks that he's doing the
right. Yeah.
Giving.
Yeah. That, and that's the other angle you could take also, is that it's the act of giving is the main thing. Yeah.
I'm also thinking, insofar as like you can't regulate simcha, but like we do. Like we say,
yeah,
know,
right.
Like that's considered simcha. So,
right.
Like in that sense, like it doesn't really bother me that we're going to regulate and say this guy thinks he wants shoelaces. Says, well, he actually he's going to get money or whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
Like, as long as you're regulating a halachic like
yeah.
structure of simcha, like
right, right. But what question are you answering though?
If it's going for simcha, then why would it not just be subjective to whatever's going to make the guy happy?
Oh, that's yeah. I'm not bothered by that question. Yeah, I'm bothered by the question. Why don't we have to investigate and make sure these people are actually downtrodden aniyim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So also, this was a sort of question. Like, what do you mean by loan docking? Like, isn't if you know the guy's a billionaire, he's asking for like, do you give it? Isn't,
I would think not, right? I think you have to make sure it's an ani.
He follows up with kol poshe yada, right?
No, yeah.
Any that is poshe yada. Yeah,
I didn't say that. That was the only thing.
Well, it's matanos le'evyonim. Right. If I go up to a if a robot walks up to me and puts out his hand, well, there's a yod. So you know, I mean, of a monkey. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely hear that. Wouldn't make sense if you knew the guy was a billionaire.
If you knew the guy's a billionaire, yeah.
At the same time, like, well, I guess that's what in the doctrine though. Doesn't,
right.
It doesn't mean that the guy walks up and you know who he is. And you can say, wait a second, I know that you're not. Versus. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know if he's a billionaire or not.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
In that case, it's just like
that makes sense. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And also, imadotkin in terms of the amount, right? Like in terms of you know giving, you know, like you're not usually we are imadotik, I guess, in terms of we're giving for specific needs. You know.
Aren't we imadotik enough though? Like the way at least the way we poskim, like you have to give a certain.
Well, amount. Minimal shear, right? Minimal shear, because then you're not giving an
asina. No, it's for the meal.
I think so. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but you're not going to make sure that you're giving him...
De Masoro or something.
Right.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Yosef?
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So what I would like to do also, I think because of Ram does, now we see that this is a thing in Tzedakah, the Lahachios Levin Dekhaim, let's look at this in Yeshayahu tomorrow and try to get what the idea is, because yeah. Then we can actually like fulfill it. Yeah.
What is the other halachic?
Sorry, where?
In Megillah,
the with an angry face.
No.
You have to leave Almana Aranin.
Yeah, right.
The Eov, right? Yeah. That also has to do with joy. Yeah. Okay. Let's stop. Okay.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.